Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas. We're going to say it a little earlier than we normally do. We used to wait many years ago. We used to wait till the actual day of Christmas Eve, or at least Christmas. Today's the fourth. This is the fourth Sunday in Advent, so we're not quite there, but we're still going to disobey. We're going to say it. Merry Christmas. And so, thank you. And just love seeing families together. I know that for some families, this is kind of the Christmas service for many people as they're gathered together for this weekend. And some people are heading off to be with other family in the days ahead. And boy, it's just special to take in the story that we're going to hear about Christmas, God's plan to bring salvation into the world through his son, Jesus. We hear about, in the services that we're going to have here at Peace, we're going to hear about Mary and Joseph and the wise men and the shepherd and angels. And it's a wonderful story, but I want to pause for a moment. Is it a story? It's not a story. It actually happened. God put this plan in place and worked through these people, and this is how God came to us in the gift of his son. We are mesmerized and captivated by stories all the time. Like Harry Potter, we talked about in the Bible study earlier. I hate to break it to everyone here this morning. Harry Potter is not true. That's fiction. The Bible and the story of God's gift of salvation in Jesus, it's true. It happened. And what a difference that makes for us to celebrate that God came into the world through his son, Jesus. It makes a big difference for us, most definitely. Just some brief announcements before we begin here. This morning, we're going to offer Holy Communion this morning. And just a note out there to let you know, there is a lot of sickness in the congregation. A lot of people are home. A lot of people tuning in with us probably online this morning. Communion is offered in a couple of ways. One is to come forward to the communion rail and receive from the elders and pastor the body and blood of Christ. The other is to take one of the communion. Todd's demonstrating excellently the way it's done. Right there, Todd, yes. If you'd like to stay in your pew and take communion with the packages, go ahead and do that. I'll guide us through that moment in which communion is distributed. And that's a good way to take it if you're feeling ill or want to be safe and stay in the pew. Also, just another note about we got a full week of worship services here at Peace. And the services are really special because we're hearing the story, this real event that God put into place to bring Jesus into the world. But we're also singing Christmas carols and receiving communion and sharing life together here as a family of God. So just want to note those special worship services ahead. Christmas Eve night here at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary, we'll gather for a Christmas Eve service. It's carols, it's communion and candlelight singing to Silent Night. There's no service like it. And then Christmas Day, we're offering a Christmas Day worship service at 10 a.m., we're also offering Holy Communion, and that will also be a lot of Christmas carol singing as well. So amazing opportunities to celebrate the gift of Christmas. Next Sunday, we will just simply have a worship service at 10 a.m. We won't have Bible study, just worship only next Sunday, December 29th. So I think I got all the details for the worship services. I'm going to hand it off to Diane. She's got a special announcement to share as well.
Have our next backpack ministry work party. It's on New Year's Day, January 1st at 11 a.m. in the fellowship room. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a time that we work hard for an hour and we get 100 backpacks filled with important things like warming items, hats and gloves, and we do toothpaste and shampoo, and we do food. So we need many hands to help do that. I also will need to ask for some help on the 31st, New Year's Eve day. The 31st at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be setting up the room in there and unloading all of our boxes from the shed. So if there are perhaps some youth or some not so youth that would like to come and help me, if you can remember to come on the 31st at 3 o'clock. I'm going to be gone next week, so I can't give you the announcement next week. So 3 o'clock on the 31st. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. right. And as I said, today's the fourth Sunday in Advent, so we're lighting the fourth candle up here on the Advent wreath. That's also known as the angel candle. So we hear from the angels the good news that the Savior is born for us today. We'll light that during our singing of O Come, Emmanuel. But we're starting with a special song led by our Peace Lutheran Choir, Gentle Mary Laid Her Child. We invite them forward to share the song with us.